Well, first, do you know a game changer? A woman who has made an impact in the sports industry. For more than a decade, SBJ has been recognizing female leaders in sports. Nominations are now open for this year's Game Changer program. To nominate a woman who has made a significant impact in the business, visit our website or let me know. All nominations must be received by June 14th. So get in your nominations for this year's class of Game Changers. Our early leader for quote of the day, it comes from Carolina Panthers owner David Tepper. When talking about a possible new stadium in Charlotte yesterday, he says there's no way in hell he would build a dome stadium, saying the weather is too beautiful in Charlotte. And if anything, COVID has shown that it's, quote, really an advantage to have a more open building, end quote. That is from David Tepper. And this is your Morning Buzzcast for Wednesday, June 9th. Good morning. I'm Abe Matcore. Hope everybody is doing well. A couple of things on the day book today. First, Major League Soccer will announce that it will play its All-Star game at Bank of California Stadium on August 25th. MLS did not have an All-Star game last summer because of COVID. This year's match will feature a team of MLS All-Stars against a team of Liga MX All-Stars for the first time. So MLS going to Los Angeles in late August. Also today, NCAA leaders will be on Capitol Hill. We've talked about this on the Buzzcast this week. NCAA President Mark Emmer and others will be discussing name, image, and likeness issues. As noted by Sally Jenkins of the Washington Post and our own Michael Smith, it's a bit surprising there'll be no athletes testifying at the Senate committee hearing about athlete rights. But it's going to be a very busy month in this name, image, and likeness space. Remember, a Supreme Court ruling on the NCAA's Alston case is expected by the end of the month or early July. The NCAA's Division I Council will look at bringing back its name, image, and likeness legislation that was tabled in January. And of course, on July 1st, which we've talked a lot about on the Buzzcast, at least five states will have new name, image, and likeness laws go into effect. And of course, the reason for today's hearing on Capitol Hill is that the NCAA is hoping Congress will use the information from today's hearing and pass national legislation. So we'll have more on the hearing tomorrow, a ton to keep an eye on the name, image, and likeness space. And I will tell you, pretty much every conversation I have with sources across the business of sports, all are talking about NIL. So something for sure to keep our eye on. A couple of good playoff games last night in the NBA, and we have the numbers for the first round of the NBA playoffs. Our own John Oran noted that viewership was essentially flat with 2019, but it's down 17% from 2018. Now, games across ABC, ESPN, TNT, and NBA TV are averaging 2.6 million viewers over 43 games for this year. Now, that's up significantly from last year. It's up 35%. Remember, last year's first round played in the Orlando bubble in mid-August. We're actually comparing more closely to 2019 and 2018. Those were similar timeframes to the first round of the NBA playoffs. And like I said, they're essentially flat with 2019 and down 17% from 2018. We'll have to see how the ratings change. No Lakers, no Celtics, no Miami Heat. Teams now, Utah Jazz, Milwaukee Bucks, Denver Nuggets. Different markets, different teams, some new blood in the NBA playoffs. Many people think it's very healthy for the NBA, but we'll chart those ratings. Like I said, first round numbers so far, essentially flat from 19, down 17% from 18, but up big from last year when they were played in Orlando during mid-August. Let's shift to women's soccer because the National Women's Soccer League will be expanding to San Diego in 2022. And the owner is Ron Burkle. Remember, we've talked about this on the Buzzcast. Ron Burkle had an MLS and a WSL team in Sacramento. He, of course, walked away from his MLS expansion team in Sacramento. He still had dibs on an NWSL team. He will relocate from Sacramento to San Diego, start that team in 2022. The team's president will be former U.S. Women's National Team coach Jill Ellis. She said the club's vision is to create an all-female executive and coaching staff. That is believed that it would become the first in pro sports history to have an all-female executive and coaching staff. Bigger picture, the NWSL will now have 12 teams as it enters its 10th season in 2022. Has the 10 teams, plus remember Angel City, is launching in Los Angeles, and now San Diego will launch under Ron Burkle in 2022. So more growth, good to see with the NWSL. We keep watching the sports participation space, especially marathons, which have been significantly impacted during COVID. Well, the London Marathon just got a major shot of support as IT services firm Tata Consulting Services will become the title sponsor of the London Marathon starting next year. In 2022, the London Marathon is certainly one of the high marquee jewels in marathon racing. So now, Mumbai-based TCS, which has provided tech support and developed the official app for last year's virtual London Marathon, will become now the title sponsor of the London Marathon. It takes that position from Virgin and Virgin Money. Virgin had been the main backer of the London Marathon for more than a decade, but good news for the London Marathon in getting a new title sponsor with TCS. There are a lot of interesting names in the news to keep an eye on, so let's get right to them in today's Buzzcast. In a surprise to me, America East Commissioner Amy Huckhausen is leaving the conference after more than a decade to work for a Boston-based startup called Stavvy. She'll become its chief impact and culture officer. Stavvy is a startup not on sports at all. It's focused on the financial sector and mortgages. Huckhausen is really well regarded. She was an SBJ 40 under 40 honoree in 2016. She's led the America East since 2011. She worked at the NCAA for more than 5 years before that. You know, it's another loss for college athletics. We've talked on the Buzzcast that we've seen a number of people leaving at the athletic director level. Now Huckhausen leaves at the commissioner level. Again, widely respected as a commissioner. She played Division III softball. She used much of that experience to shape many of her leadership skills. I used to always see Amy at the MIT Sloan Sports Analytics Conference, as well as our Intercollegiate Athletics Forum. Congratulations to her, and I look forward to following her continued professional journey. Staying with collegiate executives, longtime ESPN executive Pete Dirsitz, who retired from the network earlier this year, he obviously isn't ready for full retirement. He has joined Bespoke Sports and Entertainment here in Charlotte as a senior advisor to the Charlotte-based firm. Bespoke CEO Mike Boykin and Pete Dirsitz have a long relationship, and Boykin is tapping his expertise and experience to help clients in Bespoke's growing college sports partnership business. And Boykin couldn't have chosen anybody better, because Pete Dirsitz, he spent more than 30 years, building out ESPN's college media and events vertical. That includes ESPN bowl games and holiday basketball tournaments. Now Pete Dirsitz bringing his expertise to Charlotte-based Bespoke Sports and Entertainment as an advisor. And two executives from the Bay Area to keep an eye on. First, Chase Center General Manager Kim Stone is leaving her job on July 2nd. That's according to our John Lombardo. Kim Stone was hired by the Golden State Warriors to run the Chase Center in April 2019. She has successfully opened that building. It won Sports Facility of the Year last year at our Sports Business Awards. She came to the Warriors from the Miami Heat, where she spent more than 23 years working in a variety of leadership positions. Again, very, very well regarded. So she will be leaving the Golden State Warriors. She is said to be moving back to the Miami area. I'm sure Kim Stone has another run in her, but leaving her job on July 2nd as Chase Center General Manager. And finally, if you can find 30 minutes on your next workout, I'd encourage you to listen to our latest SBJ iFactor, which is my conversation with Parag Marate, who is president of 49ers Enterprises and executive vice president of football operations. Parag talks openly about his leadership style, what he does better now, things he's learned through his career, advice for young people in the industry, the lessons of accountability, and the importance of tuning out all the noise in your professional career. Parag Marate was a member of SBJ's 40 Under 40 class in 2015, and it's a fun conversation. If you can find 30 minutes, I think you'd enjoy it. And finally, again, if you know a game changer, please get your submissions in by June 14th. If you have any questions, let me know. So that is your Morning Buzzcast for Wednesday, June 8th. I'm Abe Madcore. Hope everybody has a great day. Stay healthy. Be good to each other. I'll speak to you tomorrow.